The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, 20 January 2019. Appreciate y'all being here. Steve Elkins is manning the post down there in Florida. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Oh, fair to middling, mostly good. I was waiting for a bombastic pull-your-hair-out Monday, and apparently nothing happened in Richmond, Virginia. Well, something did happen, but no false flags. Mm-mm. Nobody got shot. I peeked in on the, I don't know exactly what you would call this, festivities, depending on your point of view. If you're a gun owner in Virginia, they made their case. They said four words that were, well, pretty potent and pretty understandable. We will not comply.
Right.
And they're not gonna. But what's troubling about this? What's troubling about this is that these governors or city council people or county officials or whomever they are, we can throw up California as an example of how they decide to flaunt federal law in regards to what's the politically correct term? Oh, these poor refugees. Yeah. We just call them illegal aliens.
Yeah.
And evidently, Trump has put the eyeball on Bloomberg and New York, because one of these characters that has a record longer than my left leg killed a 90-plus-year-old woman. And the police knew he had a record. He was violent. And they let him go. And he's out there murdering people. And whether it's the criminal past, you know, Steve, do you believe that no matter what a person's makeup, whatever their history, the minute they cross this border, they're sanitized and, you know, and they become perfect people? No. They are who they are, and that was part of the reason of having immigration control. Is you get to vet a little bit. You get to peek, like a rubber-necked giraffe, peek into their past. Sorry, Leon, I had to steal that from you. But that's basically to see criminal records, health records, see if they're, you know, healthy. Why are we having all of these diseases reemerge? This is something that I know it's got to fascinate you. We spend a lot of time eradicating diseases in this country. And throughout history, Steve, the bubonic plague, how was that spread? Well, that was spread by fleas on rats.
Yeah.
People were dying of the plague, dying in the streets, dying everywhere. The rats are eating them. Yeah, and it was ugly. I think, a third of the population died then? Something like that?
Quite a few. Yeah.
And here we are a couple of months ago. I see a report that they actually found bubonic plague in California. And I'm really? We are on a fast track to the basement, my friend. We're not on the top floor anymore.
No, I agree. Agreed. Actually, yeah, and there's a new virus coming in from China. There's a big thing on that right now at the airports, I guess, in New York City. And they're trying to figure out what to do on this. You know, this is the perfect example of when you actually should have tighter controls on your border. And evidently, this is a virus. It's human-to-human transmitting. And first, evidently, came from an animal to a human, found at a fish market. Now they're stopping people from, you know, who are Chinese coming off the plane and testing them. I'm not sure what kind of test they're giving these people. But, you know, this is you think, John, with diseases and the superbugs and things like that, you think that this government would be smart enough to say, we really do need to know who's coming in this country, what you have, what's your health history, and that you don't bring something in that ends up being a pandemic. You know, when they came into New York Harbor, they checked out the people coming through to make sure they were healthy enough. They had a position, a job of some sort, some skill set. And today there's nothing, and they can't do anything. And they keep saying, well, we can't, because that's profiling and that's racist, and we can't do that. Forget about this. This is nonsense. You're talking about the safety and the health of this nation. So forget this stupid idiocracy of it's profiling and racist. Do your jobs. Protect the people. Forget the PC. Forget the PC.
Protect the people. Oh, why does that find Steve? That just sounds just absolutely archaic and ridiculous and laughable.
Yeah.
Protect the people.
I know.
Oh boy.
I'm a traditionalist.
Well,
hey, by the way, do you know what today is?
Martin Lucifer King Day.
Yeah. You know, I did a little research today on this, and I wanted to share this with you and your listeners, that it's a theory of mine, and I think it's a pretty strong theory. It's a pretty solid theory that J. Edgar Hoover despised Martin Luther King. I did a little research, and with COINTELPRO, they were monitoring, watching him closely since 1955 at the Montgomery boycott, bus boycott there. And they watched him since 1955. If you look at the timeline, of course, understanding that Martin Luther King was gaining momentum, he was anti-war, he was anti-Vietnam. I am pretty strong theory on this, that this government, the United States government, took out Martin Luther King. He was interrupting their war. People were catching on to say, wait a minute, do peacemongers ever live very long, John? They don't live very long, do they?
No. They usually meet a bad end. 39 years ago, guess who else was killed because they were anti-war? And, well, the cross-dresser from the FBI didn't like him either. That was George Harrison. Or, I'm sorry, not George Harrison.
John Lennon.
John Lennon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they had 25,000 pages on him. They were trying every way to find a way to get him out of the country. Another one. My theory has always been, and I guess you could say the same way that Donald Trump took out this general, Soleimani, if you interrupt, you take out the focus, the person that is the messenger. If you take him out, the message stops, the whole movement stops. And understanding that Martin Luther King was very strong and against the Vietnam War, it would make sense that they would want to take him out. So here we are now celebrating Civil Rights Day, Martin Luther King Day. The same people that took him out are now praising him. I despise these people. I despise people like the crossdresser, J. Edgar Hoover. I'm pretty certain that they took him out. I'm pretty certain of that.
Not J. Edgar. You're talking about Martin Luther.
I'm talking about Martin Luther King.
Yeah. Well, even Coretta Scott King, after all these years have gone by, she said this didn't happen the way they said. Agreed. You know, we got some redneck that just didn't like black people sitting there with a rifle and just killed their old Martin Luther. No. She said she looked at the evidence and said no, that's not what happened. You know how?
Yeah, James Earl Ray was a patsy.
Yeah,
and Coretta Scott, she spoke with him, and on his deathbed basically, and she came back saying, "This man did not kill my husband."
Yeah,
He did not. Same way as Edgar Mevers. Same way. Another one, Peace, taken out. Like I said, if you want to do some homework on the FBI papers that were hanging over Martin Luther King's head. There's the suicide note. There's an interesting story about the suicide note that was sent to Coretta Scott. Evidently, they were trying to blackmail Martin Luther King over some extramarital affair or something. And it's called the suicide note. You want to check that one out? This was pretty nasty, dirty stuff. But we're celebrating him now. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well,
the assassins are celebrating the man they killed.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this today, Steve. You know, with all the stuff that we know we were lied to about American history.
Right.
You know, I don't care if it was our involvement in World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Middle East. How exactly did we get into this stuff? Well, for not very good reason. Light and transit, I think, is the term that's used. And, you know, you take a look at this and go, well, how much more to the person out there that's uninitiated, that doesn't understand why he's sitting in a country right now that is just totally screwed up? It makes no sense to them. Mm-hmm. For that person out there, you know, I say to you, well, you ain't seen nothing yet. And I've made the remark on air, we don't know all of what this government, we just have the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, you're right.
And the reason that tip of the iceberg is so often quoted is because, guess what? Most of the iceberg's invisible underwater. Just like real history of the United States has been kept under wraps for all of these years. And I don't know that people, they want to go to their dying day believing, you know, USA, USA, USA.
Right.
Every time I hear these people chanting, I'm going, you know, that would be really great if there was something really to cheer about.
Exactly.
And it just breaks my heart watching people think that they know what they know and they know where we're going and how we got there and where we need to be. USA! USA! Yeah, God almighty, I'm tired of this.
I am too.
People need...
Well, one of the documents I did find from the FBI, one of the documents, it was called Murkin, M-U-R-K-I-N, short for Murder King.
Well, tomorrow...
They were planning on taking out...
Tomorrow, I'm working on this. I'm going to have a guy up on the air tomorrow by the name of Atkins. He's from Florida way, and he's written some books. And he's... Actually, he got some quote-unquote notes before 1970. Those were given to him about Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. Before the records, and the government's great at doing this, sealing the records. What, right. Steve, somebody dies, whether of natural causes or under suspicion of something or whatever. Why is it necessary for the government to lock down all information, all files, all data, lock them in a box, and keep them from the public? Were not these people public, quote-unquote, servants? Weren't they operating in a capacity of a representative government? Kind of. Yeah, so, excuse me, why are you sealing the records? Why is it, I mean, November 22nd, 1963, all you have to do is say that date. That's been burned into people's minds, even the millennials. Some of them even know what that date means. Why is it we're not able to look into the assassination of John F. Kennedy somewhat? What are we up to now here? 36, 46, 56, 56 years? Yeah.
Well, that's because there's something to hide.
Bingo.
That's the only reason. That's the only reason you would lock up the documents and seal them for another 70, I think it's 75 years, another 75 years. And that was just re-updated about a year ago, another 75 years, I believe. So because there's something to hide.
And
that's
don't,
it.
And don't
there's
you...
no other reason you can give me for locking down something we should all have knowledge of and be able to read for ourselves,
yeah.
Unless you are trying to hide something.
That's you know, it. Doesn't it make you laugh? It makes me laugh. I just laugh thinking about it. Transparency. We keep having government people mouthing the words transparency to us, but we can't unlock records from the last century, damn near mid last century. We can't see those. Yeah. It's because...
I think they even locked up... Didn't they even seal up the Waco documents,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, they did. And here, yeah, here's the problem here, folks. Obviously, and you're absolutely correct, Steve, and you jumped on that rather quick, they have something to hide. And here is what they have to hide. The narrative that they put out, that they all agreed upon, that they keep repeating over and over and over again. What was the guy that said to repeat that lie often enough, people will believe it? Well, here we are. So the only reason they would not release that is because it doesn't square with the narrative, the officialdom, and the narrative by the media and by government that was put out all those years ago. How does that make you feel?
Well, I don't trust anything to say. They've got a very poor, bad track record, and I don't believe anything they say. I played a clip 2 weeks ago from George Carlin back in the 90s, and he said in his funny, humorous clip, which was very true, it got the audience laughing, is there's two things. I don't trust anything that comes out of the mouth of my government, and I don't trust the mainstream media. And he was saying that back in the early 90s, and it hasn't changed. I still don't trust either of them because their records are so poor. And every time you catch them in a lie, I don't know why there's no accountability. Nobody seems to make a stink about catching the lie. You just caught the guy lying, and nothing is done by it. Nothing's done about it.
Steve, I know what you're saying to me is not intended as a pun or a joke, but it's just making me laugh. Because it is 100% true. My God, if I kicked the bucket tomorrow, I would be a happy man if I knew that we were well on the way of a reconstruction of the original form of government. You remember that republic? I would be tickled pink to have a positive momentum and a bright outlook for this country. But I do not. I'm starting to feel for people out there that don't handle this too well, that are in a state of fear, because I better understand why you feel the way you do. Not that it's constructive, not that it's sustainable, stealing one of their words, but I better understand it. I really do. And here's the problem. We are constantly kept in a state of fear. You mentioned this new China deal. Well, don't you remember the swine flu back in the 70s? Folks, that was going to wipe out half of the world. What about a couple of years ago? SARS and MERS and whatever the hell else. Here's the World Health Organization all going, it's going to be devastating. It's going to be devastating. You know, evidently, Steve, they haven't compromised our immune systems enough because they keep unleashing these virulent little strains of whatever from wherever it came. Remember the bird flu, the N1H1, and all that other stuff? Well, evidently, they haven't destroyed our immune systems enough because any one of those things hasn't killed half the population of the earth.
Right.
But let's not get hung up in the trivial facts of things. I mean, there's business to tend to. There's vaccines to make. There's adjuvants to put in. I mean, every damn time I hear somebody say, Dunkin' freaking Donuts, folks, quit selling peanut donuts because there's too many people out there with allergies. And I said to the woman at Dunkin' Donuts the other day, whoops, I just told them myself, I don't like their coffee, but some of their donuts are pretty good. But, we had to get rid of those. And I said, so what's the official thing from the company as why they did away with cinnamon donuts? Oh, well, they weren't a big seller. Oh, bull. Yes, they were. But you try to explain to somebody that this adjuvant that they stuck in these vaccines, peanut oil. They were putting olive oil in people's bodies and peanut oil. What? And what's the reason for putting these adjuvants in these vaccinations, Steve? Isn't it to kickstart them, to make them work faster?
It's pretty much kickstart your immune system.
What in the hell? Why don't I just shove Drano up my nose? I'd much rather be more allergic to Drano than peanut oil. Thank you very much. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Steve Elkins in Florida. I'm manning the desk here in Central Texas, folks. It's Monday, and nobody died in Richmond, Virginia today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right. Break down, take down. You busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right.
Steve.
Yes, sir.
Boeing 737. Mm-hmm. They've been having some problems with that plane.
Yeah.
And now it's cropped up that 767s are having problems with that because, well, there seems to be these sharp metal shards that, well, are not cleaned up and that's getting into the wiring and all the wiring and all the important stuff. When you walk on board a plane, folks, what you're walking over is all the miles of electrical wires and hookups and all that other stuff. Well, it's come to light recently that, well, it's got a major problem. Stuff is shorting out. Things are going wrong on board these aircraft because, well, these metal shards are getting down and chewing off the insulation and shorting things out. Boeing has more than just a 737 problem, which, by the way, there was an air disaster. You can find that on History Channel. There was an air disaster episode that they talked about, well, it's the plane's on automatic pilot, and then the PDOT tube, something gets screwed up, and information isn't sent to the computer, and the plane starts correcting itself, which makes the plane unstable and uncontrollable. And there was something else that I learned during that little episode, and this is all taken from the National Traffic, the NTSB. Yeah, I know it's still a governmental agency, and they're still prepared and do lie. Yeah, we get that. I understand that. But what they're not saying is that, well, wait a minute, we've looked into this, and it seems to be a problem with the software. They refer to it as being the Mac software. And, well, this problem came around. The Mac software itself took a long time to develop, and it still ain't right. But who's doing the developing? Now, this Mac software, plagued by issues that could keep the planes grounded months longer, after U.S. regulators this week revealed a new flaw, was developed at the time Boeing was laying off experienced engineers and pressing suppliers to cut costs. So what did they do? Well, in order to cut costs, they weren't going with IT people that were charging $30, $40 an hour to put these programs together. No! They went over to our friends in India that they were getting $9 an hour. These are airplanes, Steve. These aluminum flying tubes. And it's really nothing but a flying gas tank, to be honest. But
I saw that.
But Boeing, if you've noticed over the years, is outsourcing stuff. Tailpiece made here, over there. Something's made in China. Something's made in France. And they farm the Boeing, not only the design, but the actual construction of that aircraft. It's all pieced together out there in the Northwest, in this country, yeah. But where are these parts coming from? And they've done something else. Seattle's Boeing field, recent college graduates employed by the Indian software developer HCL Technologies, occupied several rows of desks. Former Boeing software engineer worked in the flight test group that supported the MAX. The coders from HCL were typically designing to specifications set by Boeing. Still, it was controversial because it was still less efficient than Boeing engineers just writing the code. So what do they do with this? Well, the cultivation of this Indian company appeared to pay other dividends. In recent years, it won several orders for Indian military and commercial aircraft, such as $22 billion, one in January 2017 to supply SpiceJet Limited. That order included 137 MAX 8 jets and represented Boeing's largest order ever from an Indian airline. So, yeah, they're cutting cost. And these engineers, emails have been turning up about the problems with 767. There are pilots that are telling people, don't fly these things. They're an accident waiting to happen. And folks, if we haven't noticed, you can have a car accident. You might have your seatbelt on, and I call it the marshmallow center that you jump into. You know, you hit a hard enough impact, airbags come out of your dashboard, out of your steering wheel, to the left of you, to the right of you, and who knows, maybe to the underneath of you. But it's like jumping into a big Stay Puft marshmallow. You're pretty well cocooned and stabilized inside a vehicle, and then the stuff deflates. And that's not like aircraft now, is it? Aircraft come down in a less than perfect scenario. You might have dead people, and a lot of them. You might have fire. This is what happens if aircraft do not bust up entirely on the ground. Something ruptures, and then there's fire, and then that sets off the plastics that burn that basically kill people. So my point here is that air crashes are not very survivable. You know, I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know what? We can't even ride an airplane that was designed by Americans, engineered and built by Americans, even though that we're going through these airports and getting frisked and prodded and probed. You can't even fly in a safe aircraft anymore. Wow. I hope you enjoy your profits.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Well, well, well. Steve, you are fully aware of my resistance to cryptocurrencies, right? Steve?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, you've been pretty honest about that.
Yeah. Well, do we know a guy by the name of Peter Schiff? Not to be confused with the Schiff from California. On January 19th, famous crypto skeptic and gold bug Peter Schiff claimed on Twitter that he has lost access to his Bitcoin wallet and that his password is no longer valid. And he added that his BTC is now intrinsically worthless and he has no market value. He added this. He said, "I knew owning Bitcoin was a bad idea. I just never realized how bad an idea it really was. However, it looks like the BTC may indeed be gone for good," as Schiff responded, "Eric Voorhees set up a wallet for me, and even he thinks there's nothing I can do, but you're welcome to try if you have any ideas." Now, I don't know why, in this madcap, running at Mach 3 with your hair on fire away from the funny money, and I get that. You know, I've said this, that the cryptocurrencies are no more real than our United States federal note, our money itself. It just has a physical representation where the cryptocurrencies did not. They were in the cloud. You know, and you can access them. Oh, and isn't this a great deal? If you would have bought Bitcoin then, look what you're worth now. And I'm thinking, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, you're a little uncomfortable in one frying pan, so you're going to jump in the next one? You know, people trying to Band-Aid and fix things, but I'm rather fascinated with the cures they come up for the disease. It's just another disease.
Well, I'll tell you, whoever sold the idea of Bitcoin was a genius. He found a lot of suckers because you've just sold them something that you can't hold in your hand.
Yep.
I always thought that was the funniest part about it. You own this, really? Where is it? It's there. It's
yeah.
like
yeah, it's in your account.
It's yours.
It's in your account.
I can't see it.
Yeah. Oh no. Well, you can. Well, here's your login, and you got your password, right? Well, you can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I touch it? Well.
Yeah. Well, it's the oddest thing. Yeah.
You can
touch it. Can't bite it. Can't sniff it. Amazing.
And people running. Why are people not locking in on the idea of an honest currency? I don't get it. To have it one standard.
Well, you leave one dishonest currency. You leave one dishonest currency for another. It's kind of fun. Speaking of which,
and you can't even touch
the currency stuff in economics. You did see finally what Donald Trump talked about in his phase one of phase two of the new legislation with China. You did catch that over the weekend, right?
Enlighten me.
Okay, well, one of the things the mandates was that China will stop manipulating U.S. currency. No more currency manipulation, which is code for don't mess with central banking. They were told to stop it.
You cannot manipulate things if you have an honest system. You can try. But I'm looking at this, and the Fed chairman has manipulated this economy through their product. They just happen to call it the United States dollar. You know, that's their product. They've been manipulating this economy since its inception. And, of course, with this idea, you have to run away from this because, well, we're going to amp up the fear. Oh, banking crises, and you don't know the banks. You know, you might be dealing with one bank, and it might be out of business, and you lose everything. The fear factor was pumped into people. This is how the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, the Congress critters, got away from what the Constitution spelled out. You know, violations of the Constitution in this country has been going on for a very long time. That's why it tickled me to no end to watch a Nancy Pelosi or other Democrats sitting there quoting founding fathers and saying what's constitutional and what isn't. Really? Boy, what a narrow view to try to get score a political point. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good day to you, John and Steve. Yeah, Margaret, you were talking about MLK. I remember a year ago, they were talking about there was a video of him. They had a video, and it was real explosive, but they didn't want to release it or anything. You remember that, about the video of MLK with the charge you had or something?
No. Sorry.
Well, they had supposedly a tape of him talking about, I forgot the whole story, but I know it was like a year ago, they were making a big deal about it. I really didn't follow it too much, but supposedly they had him on tape. The FBI was wiring him, and he was talking about some woman and this and that, the nonsense he was pulling. But happy day to that. But, you know, John, getting back to that, you know, I've been watching OAN just now. It's unbelievable what I'm seeing and thinking about. There's 8 million illegals in the state of California. Steve Elkins knows that. Now, they talk every day. They're showing on Fox News and all this about the homeless in San Francisco, the poop control in L.A., in Anaheim, in all these cities, Pasadena, with all these homeless bums. But they have 8 million illegals. Where are these 8 million people sleeping at, John? Where are they staying?
Well, they ain't staying in the Ritz-Carlton, that's for damn sure. They're out in the streets.
Are they living better than these homeless American bums? because supposedly if there's 8 million illegals in that state of California, where are they staying?
Oh, well, you know, wait a minute here. You can get driver's licenses, and you can vote, and you can take welfare payments on. And I'm sure, you know, in order to get a welfare payment, you actually have to have a physical address. So I'm sure that the housing needs are being provided.
Well, John, you know, Watts, the city of Watts used to be a pretty predominant all black area. Now I heard they're buying up the whole area. I mean, the illegals are in there. I mean, all over. But what's perplexing to me is this is not what I saw on OAN. You have thousands of Guatemalans trying to crash through the Mexican border down there. The Mexican president just offered them 4,000 jobs, and they don't want it. They want to come to the United States. They don't want to stay in Mexico. They want to come here because of the gringo gives them mucho goody two shoes.
Well, but they're busy giving away a lot of other stuff to people that they shouldn't be either. You know, and people don't recognize this. You know, I mean, I'm sitting here watching Democrats, and they're nothing but a bunch of, I mean, they are socialists. They're communitarians. There's a couple of them that really stand out. I give you Bernie Sanders. Okay, old Bernie. He said himself, I'm a socialist. Well, socialist is the pre-stage to out-and-out communism.
That's right.
And here we are. Here we are all these years later after we let Uncle Joe off the hook over there, you know, supplied him and go kill Hitler, and he turns out to be a bigger menace than the projected thoughts of what Adolf Hitler, he was going to conquer the world. He didn't want to conquer the world. He wanted the Sudetenland back. He wanted some reparations done, and he was willing to take them back, but his idea of conquering the entire planet wasn't necessarily in his purview. So, we keep talking about stuff, that the problem is so simple, and the solution was already there, and it worked for all of us. But somehow, these communists now in government have convinced everybody. I mean, now they're working hard on state governors. And here it goes. Once you, the state governor, starts stepping out of those shadows of being, an elected representative, and I took an oath of office to protect and defend all bull. You might have done that, and then you lied. And then you're turning around going, and I give you Richmond, Virginia. Where did the governor get the idea that I can do anything I want to amend or whatever to the Second Amendment? These people are acting extra constitutionally, let's say.
They're going rogue.
They're going rogue, thank you. And what's to stop them? Where's the penalty? As you brought up earlier, Steve, where's the penalty? It used to be people were called treasonous for going against the Constitution, our form of government. That's why they made you swear an oath. It was a public affirmation to God and all his people. But now they just do it with an impunity.
You know, it's strange, John, that make a comment real quick here. I would have really been happy and very proud and probably been more complimentary to Donald Trump had he followed through with his jailing, not Gavin Newsom, but Gavin Newsom is carrying the ball, also doing the same thing as Moonbeam Brown, with the establishment of the state of California being a sanctuary state from city to state. I wish he would have followed through with that, and I think he probably would have. But I think what the problem is, which is strange, is that the Supreme Court is supposed to be still on the side of conservatism, not liberalism. And I'm surprised that he did not get the go-ahead okay from the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'm surprised it never happened. I'm not sure what happened there, but the Supreme Court, I don't even know why he'd even have to ask them to clarify this. It is federal law, and they went outside of the federal law, so he had every right to actually send agents there and to arrest Moonbeam Brown or Gavin Newsom right now, and it didn't happen. I don't know, John. It's the Supreme Court. What's what are they all about? I mean, what are they about? I don't understand.
They're about being politically appointed. It's about trying to drag their political viewpoints and theology into a system that they get the last vote, they get the last word. And that always fascinated me, because the last thing that you want involved in any judge whether they be appointed federal judges or Supreme Court justices. You don't want politics. You don't want politics in their decision. That was evident right from the start with the creation of the Supreme Court. But this has turned into political appointment time. And guess what? Once they're appointed, just like federal judges sitting on benches, they're there for life or until they croak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is somebody's political affiliation and their viewpoint on political anything? What does that have to do with a ruling from a Supreme Court judge? Nothing. Mm-mm. But here we have it.
Yeah.
Show me one branch of this government that is not just thoroughly popped in inside out and corrupted.
No, they're all. I agree. You know, the problem with California, the problem is growing. The homelessness is growing. It's terrible. Before I left, I saw things I thought I'd never see, and I was only there for 9 years. So the problem is getting more, you know, growing, and they have no clue how to fix it. So, you know, we're talking about Virginia today, the Second Amendment rights, the sanctuary cities there for a Second Amendment. What's going to happen, John, when California can no longer support their illegals, can no longer support their growing homeless population? You're going to be wanting to have that Second Amendment right, because these people are going to go wild, hog wild, and you're going to need that Second Amendment to protect yourself when these people go hungry and they have nothing else.
Yeah.
They are coming for what you have.
The number one reason why you have Second Amendment rights is in case the government ever turns on who? We the people.
That's true.
And that has been made plainly clear over this country's history. I mean,
that's true.
It is what it is. This is why it is necessary for this revolution. Start paying attention to what these little demagogues, these Demorats, so give them a name, I don't care what you call them. Start listening closely to what they're saying. Every once in a while, they'll slip up. Oh, well, we've got to complete our revolution. Well, it's a communist revolution is what it is. And what happens? Why they want the guns gone? Well,
control,
because once the American people finally figure out who the treasonous ones were in this country to flip this form of government, do you think maybe those people that have those guns wouldn't want to be taking pot shots of those people that are trying to put this country asunder? I would think so. You know, I give you Henry Waxman. I've never heard this repeated before, but I watched it with my own eyes on C-SPAN when good old Henry Waxman, just out of the blue, there wasn't any pending gun legislation, there wasn't a false flag out there, just up one day on C-SPAN, he says, you know, what about these 50 cal rifles? You know, it's a straight shot down Pennsylvania Avenue. That's all I needed to hear. Thank you, Henry. Because a 50 cal shoots a hell of a lot farther than a .223. Okay, yeah, I get it. Frank in New Hampshire. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, regarding Martin Luther King and the Jr. and his assassination, some years ago, Dr. William Pepper, you'll want to look him up. He's pretty famous for doing this. He sued the U.S. government on behalf of the family in a civil suit and won. And in the discovery process, came out that the actual shooter, if I remember correctly, was a Memphis Police Department sniper who pulled the trigger that day. So, yeah, go look up Dr. William Pepper. He's the guy with all the knowledge on that event.
John, I just sent you that article over. Somebody sent it to me a little while ago.
Which article?
Maybe you might want to put that on the website. I sent that over.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'll check
it out. He gives really good lectures. He's got videos on YouTube, chock full of information. He won.
And Frank, that's pretty important to, you know, we've got MLK Boulevard. There isn't one American city that doesn't have an MLK Street or an avenue or a boulevard or something. And we've turned it into a national holiday. I even saw Fox News today, or I'm sorry, no, it was MSNBC, saying the markets are closed today due to the holiday that we're on. A holiday for what? Now, you know, I'm not arguing that the essence of the civil rights movement in this country, the end result was necessarily bad. But you notice the terminology, civil rights, not, hey, we're sorry, you have full constitutional rights, you got voting rights, you got every right that everybody else has if you're born inside the United States. End of story. Period. No, 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 no. We had to do a civil rights movement in this country to support what? That Constitution that was replaced by the asshats back in 1871 with Reconstruction. People don't know their country's history. And we're not even going to be around long enough to be doomed to repeat it again, because this country is on its last legs unless you enjoy the communist.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe, trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is kind of interesting, and bear with me here, Steve, because this kind of encapsulates. D.V. Kidd wrote this, and I know D.V. I've known her for a number of years. We traveled down to the great thing on Jekyll Island on a train together. Had many hours to exchange ideas and talk. She just wrote this article, and man, does she nail this. Greta Thunberg's climate change hoax damaging America's children. See, we don't think about the propaganda that our little millennials, you know, our cloud-based twits out there, what they're processing or not processing. Greta Thunberg burst into the world scene last year at the age of 16, similar to the unleashing of the most ignorant, stupid buffoon ever to serve in the U.S. Congress. I give you Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Thunberg is Swedish and referred to as a climate change activist, and her job is to spread fear in humans around the world while pushing one of the biggest hoaxes ever shoved upon the world. It's also the job of Little Miss How Dare You to pound the message of doom and death to kids of her own age. Hey, this is one of our own telling us the truth, not some old stuffy white guy politician. Greta can relate to, and that's exactly what the big money behind her has been banking on. In this era of instant messaging through social media, Twitter, Instagram, and others, that prop for the destroyers has succeeded. A huge backlash against climate change deniers was almost immediate around the world. Children and kids, high school age, suddenly were given permission to skip classes to participate in climate change rallies and protests, and it was all very nauseating to watch. Our propaganda is manna from heaven for the zealots of Congress, state legislatures, and local governments who promote the cow patty New Green Deal. How the international communists love it because the ultimate goal of this environmental hysteria is to kill capitalism. Just ask Bernie Sanders and the Communist Party USA. And throw in here by Jen Lynn Ball, the Masters of Seduction, Beguiling Americans into Slavery and Self-Destruction. That book was written back in 2000. She was talking about Mikhail Gorbachev. And last I heard, he's down in Florida someplace playing with gators. I don't know. How much have you heard about Mikhail Gorbachev? You know, the guy with a tattooed map of Albania on a damn forehead? Yeah.
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 Oh, wow.
Well, Mikhail Gorbachev is the former president of the Soviet Union, former general secretary of the Communist Party. He is the current president of Green Cross International, the environmental organization which is advocating the communist 1928 global environmental program. What's old is new. America is becoming a full-blown communitarian society. In the name of saving the environment, communist environmentalists are attacking property rights. In the name of group rights, communitarian masters are destroying individual rights. In the name of saving the children, they are breaking down ties of family, country, and religion. Masters of Seduction shows that our adversaries are not only fulfilling their vision of human reconstruction, but are also using every plan and policy, every program and course of action, every law and institution. In short, every means to create a world police state. Now, I want to pick up on this because this brings in why they want the guns gone, why we have to have national health care, and why this capitalist system, which, by the way, that term was created by the communists, you know, as, I guess, an adversary to communism. But I don't know what capitalism is, because if they're talking about an economy based on what? Honest money? This is not what we have. More on this when we get back. Miles in Maine, don't go away. I'll take your call immediately after I finish up with this important article.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.